William Herndon was Abraham Lincoln's law partner in Springfield, Illinois. He once remarked about Lincoln's reading habits that the future president read specifically for a special object and thought things useless unless they could be of utility, use, or practice. I understand this, but I don't like to think of Lincoln that way. I want to think of him as intellectually curious. But Herndon, who knew him well, didn't think he was. Intellectual curiosity is a tough thing to cultivate. There's not much in mainstream culture that rewards it, and our tendency toward professional specialization works hard against it. Pop culture, by its nature, rewards the familiar and rewards us by knowing what everyone else already knows. It takes work to get off the beaten path. Institutions like museums and orchestras have to walk a fine line between presenting art that's familiar and trying to introduce people to something new. The former has its benefits. The Impressionists, for example, are a sure bet, and I remember exhibitions of their work in Houston and Fort Worth that had lines to get in stretching down the block. But there's more to the arts than the greatest hits. Much more. The fine museums up in Fort Worth and Dallas have several exhibits this summer that seem designed to pull people out of their comfort zones and to show them something different. I'm looking forward to going up there and seeing some of these exhibits by artists that I don't know much about, confident that I'm going to see something that I like that I've not seen before. Last month, when the new music director of the Dallas Symphony Orchestra was announced, it was also revealed that the symphony would be commissioning 20 new works over the next 10 years. Those will become someone's new favorites. One thing I'll say in favor of the way many of us now consume music through streaming and downloads is that it's a lot easier to listen to the work of a composer you don't know or explore a different kind of music you're curious about. If it weren't for downloadable music, for example, I'd know much less about a handful of jazz players whom I now really like. And new art isn't only in the present. If you don't like the art of today, there's always art from the past that you don't know. And when you discover it, it will be as if you've stumbled onto some great secret you're now finally in on. I listened to the American composer Charles Ives for the first time last summer on iTunes, and I'm hooked. Go to a gallery knowing that you may not see something familiar, but there's a great chance you will see something you like. Go in knowing that you'll find something you respond to, something that will open your mind, broaden your horizons, and you'll find a new favorite. It's never too late to do that, and that's one of the greatest things about art.